Namaste, caballero. Bienvenido, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. Life in Zero Gravity. Vida en Cero Gravidad. Tú sabes las vibras. You know the vibes. So we got going on. I developed like a whole thing, huh? I just thought about it. It just hit me right now. Like I got a whole like pre-spiel lined up for you. Every time I come on these space waves, you know what I'm doing. So it's been a good time. I'm trying to figure out where. Oh, that's where the camera is. Okay. Oh, I was just trying to figure out where I had it set up on this. Okay. Just like what angle to get. All right. Happy Motherfuckers Day to everyone out there. I like that better, right? Motherfuckers Day. It shouldn't even be Father's Day anymore. Just Motherfuckers Day. Why not? I think it has more of a ring to it. Sounds more fun that way. I believe. Father's Day, it never matters as much as Mother's Day, right? Like, Mother's Day is a big deal. You send your mom flowers. There's all these ads about it. What are you going to get mom for Mother's Day? And all this stuff. And, like, Father's Day, it's, like, it's barely talked about. It's like, yeah, dad wants to grill. All right, yeah, dad wants to cook everyone else food. I don't know, man. I mean, it's just kind of funny. I don't know why that is. I don't know why Father's Day isn't as big of a deal. But for whatever reason, it's not as big of a deal as Mother's Day. For whatever reason, it's just not. Do I like that angle better? I kind of like this angle better. I'll go back to this angle. I don't know. But yeah, Mother's Day, it's just always been bigger than Father's Day for some reason. And one of the things that's interesting is, like, I have never seen a guy on Father's Day, never seen a single dad bash moms on Mother's Day, right? Never seen that. I've seen like hundreds of single moms bash fathers on Father's Day, say, I'm the real dad, I do all the work. It's just an interesting thing. Like, why is that? Because I know it happens, you know, it's like there's two sides of every story. Why is it that, like, guys aren't bashing women on Mother's Day, but women bash guys on Father's Day? I've never seen it. If you've seen it, let me know, but I have never seen that. For whatever reason, it's always one way and not the other. It's just an interesting phenomenon, I would say. Like this girl posted, friendly reminder, vasectomies prevent fatherhood. Like that was her friendly reminder on Father's Day. She just felt like she wanted to tell everyone that for some reason. I'm like, nobody says, like, it's not like dudes saying, like, yeah, friendly reminder, getting your tubes tied prevents motherhood. Like, what is all the animosity and the bitterness about? It's just interesting. Yeah, I get it. Like, they're mad about the birth control thing. All right, yeah, that's not fair. I get it. But there's no, I mean, I don't know. I personally wouldn't trust the male birth control other than, you know, obviously condoms are fine. But, like, the pills and stuff, all that stuff, I don't know about all that. And anyway, the women's pills, a lot of times it's not effective. And I know they say 98% effective, but people mess up. They miss a pill, they forget, and that's how it happens. Or they intentionally do it. So there's a lot of ways it can go wrong. But I digress. I digress. I have the one who made me a father here with me on this Father's Day show. Hey. Who might that be? It's Jazzy.
Happy Father's Day, everyone. And, yeah, I hope everybody is having a great Father's Day, especially the fathers. I hope you guys got a lot of gifts.
We did. We certainly did. It's a good Father's Day. Yes. Overall, right? I realize this is maybe not the best show etiquette, but may I ask you to close the door? for better acoustics.
Getting a drink. No.
Okay, there she is. Arr, she blows. Jazzy.
Yeah?
Oh, I just wanted to say your name. This is Jasmine Astro Alicorn. I mean, she's been on here several times.
Hello, everyone.
You know who this is.
Yeah, in case you're new, I'm like the best person you'll ever meet.
She's even very cocky.
Even if it's through a podcast.
Extremely cocky.
Bro.
But she, ironically, has no riz, so.
Excuse me. I've got no riz, then imagine what your riz is like.
Her riz has yet to be located. Well, somehow. Even though you, well, maybe it's because you only have 2% of my DNA. You didn't inherit any of my riz. The 2%, none of it was riz, apparently.
No.
Maybe 2% of the 2% was riz. Yeah. It's possible. I did want to say, don't lie to your kids. Don't lie to your kids and bash the other parent, because it's only going to hurt you. It's not, you know, it's just not, honestly, don't put your kids through that. It's like, it's not considerate to them and like what they want out of life. Like, it just makes it awkward, and I think it really backfires a lot when you try to do that. That's what I would say. You agree?
Yes. Very much.
I think so.
I won't point any names.
Well, we don't have to point any names out. It's just a video that I saw. I showed it to her because I thought she would, like, understand. It's pretty wild, though. Like, I don't know why people do that. I don't understand it. Yeah.
What's this? Is that an olive?
Can't be good for the babies. The babies.
Hi, guys. I'm cold.
You're cold? Oh, you got a blanket. Are you still cold?
Yes.
Oh, she's cold. Well, I got more to get into.
It's crazy how you can just do a whole podcast on your phone.
It is pretty crazy, right? I've only done a handful on the phone, but it usually works out. We do have this microphone. We got a little mobile microphone here, as you can see.
Yes.
It's very sensitive.
Sorry. Turn your volume down.
It's actually like a lapel. You can clip it here, but if you do that, it's like way too sensitive to do that. That's why I don't do that.
Can I eat the olive?
No.
That's not olive.
It's like a Kalamata olive, huh?
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of olive?
I like all of them. Maybe green olive.
Wait, did you mean that as a pun? I like all of them.
Yeah.
You silly. I should have known.
2%.
Right. Jazzy, did your mother speak to you about your online presence?
No.
Why not?
And she spoke to you?
No, she didn't speak to me about your online
presence. Wonderful. Splendid.
Why does she do that, like, where she tries to talk all proper like that? Have you noticed that she does that?
I don't know. Yeah, like, sometimes when I ask her something that she doesn't like, or she's like, no, Jasmine, I will need to speak with your father about that.
Oh, need to speak with your father about that.
Who calls it? I will
need to speak with your father about your, like, online presence.
Who even calls that father? I need to talk to your dad. Like, that's the normal way to say it. I need to talk to your dad.
I need to speak with your father at once about your online presence.
Yeah, I don't understand. I hope she isn't watching this. Hey, by the way,
She's definitely not watching.
We aren't who you think you are.
Yeah. This is not Jasmine. I'm not Zachary. You know what's kind of funny?
That's going to make it even more obvious. How would we even know their names?
Well, I'm just saying. In case you thought we were them.
We're
not them. Whoever you thought we were, we're not that.
Yeah, because obviously you said...
Look. I think I said too much. No, I'm kidding.
You said...
What's that? No!
I hope that sounds good on the micro.
It sounds wonderful, I'm sure.
Sorry, guys.
What do you think? So, what do you think she was upset about with your online presence? What do you think? What did you do?
I did not do anything. I post my videos. That's what they all say. Excuse me? Okay, well, you're the one who puts bad words in your music, so stop. But basically...
Oh, ribbed. Boom, get roasted.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Happy
Father's Day. You're so pretty. Look how pretty she is.
Yeah, get a whole close-up of this. Is that enough?
Yes, that's more than enough. Okay.
Alright. So, basically, like, I don't know. I guess maybe for showing my face, like, I get that. Like, I was kind of, like, about showing my face, but I don't know anymore. Like, I just show my face anyways.
Uh-oh, she's probably not gonna like this then.
Yeah, like, I can totally understand. Like, she has a point of me showing my face. I don't know. Like, I think that sometimes I shouldn't. Because, like, there's, like, 60-year-old people who just, like, comment on my videos. Like, okay.
What did they say?
Where one time I, like, posted this, like, my leopard blanket. It's, like, a leopard print blanket. And it actually looked like a leopard. Or like some sort of animal, like, jumping. So I made a video, it's like, oh wow, my leopard blanket looks like a leopard. And then there's, like, this 40-year-old man with the profile picture. And he was like, I don't see it. Nice tiger, though. Heart emoji, smile emoji, smile emoji. I'm like, what?
Nice tiger.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I mean, I don't know. I guess he just liked the way my blanket was, but it was weird. I was like, I don't know what to say to that. I just said thank you.
Did you tell your mom?
No.
I wonder what it was.
Yeah, but I
wonder if that has a different meaning or something. I'm gonna have to look that up later. Yeah, I'm confused. Nice tiger, though.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what she could be mad about.
Or maybe he doesn't know. Maybe he doesn't know what a tiger is. He's like 40. He's like, no, that's not a leopard. That's a tiger, but it's actually like a leopard. Maybe that's what it was. I don't see it. Nice tiger, though.
Stop!
That might be what it is. I don't see it.
Stop!
Can you ask me?
Okay.
Can please. I get some of that sauteed steak with the special Worcestershire sauce and the shrimp scampi and super salad? Jasmine? Can I get some of that sauteed steak with the special Worcestershire sauce?
Stop! He's literally been doing this like almost the whole week, and I am so tired.
I just started doing it today.
No, you have to give some of that sauce. That's the same thing. It has steak sauce in it. That's maybe the same thing. No, special sauce is Worcestershire sauce.
Maybe if you gave me some of that sauce, I wouldn't have been doing it all week.
No, you gave it to me. You squirted it all over me and the food I was making you. It's not real food. It's just like all of these little things.
And it's not real sauce either.
Yeah,
it was just water.
Squirted water all over me and you ruined my creation. So no, I'm not getting you.
I didn't squirt it on you.
You did because it got on me.
It got on your arm or something.
Yeah. So that's what you get. What do I get? What do you mean, that's what I get? What'd I do?
You liked it. the specials.
Yeah, it was funny, but you keep doing this all week when you don't even have special sauce.
Well, I gotta get that sauce.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
I always find like the worst times to say this type of stuff.
Happy Father's Day.
Like, one time, there's like this mug. There's this mug that, or no, it wasn't a mug. It was like a candle holder, but it looked like a mug. And I don't know if it was a mug before, and then they turned it into like a candle holder. So there's like wax inside for Christmas at my school. And then I guess somebody like knocked it over when they were trying to sharpen their pencil. And then, the Santa Claus broke, like his face broke. And then, the candle, like, luckily it wasn't lit, but the candle just, like, broke out.
It wasn't even lit? That's lame.
But our whole portable's carpet, so imagine what would have happened.
Burn it all down. No, that's terrible, sorry.
Is it, though? No, I'm sorry. That was supposed
You're
to be...
You're gonna get expelled.
That was supposed to be in my head.
No, just kidding.
I swear that was supposed to be in my head.
Expelled?
Shoot. I'm not even going to that school anymore, so they can...
Are you not?
Yeah, they can expel me.
Wait. Since when?
Since a few months ago.
Oh,
yeah. I decided that...
You don't want to go there?
Yeah.
I didn't know that, so...
Yeah, but anyways, I just said Merry Christmas, everyone. Right when Santa broke. And I don't know, I could have said it any other time. Like,
what did everyone say?
My teacher said, oh yeah, that's a very good time. Very Christmas spirity.
Was she mad?
No, she wasn't mad, because I didn't knock it over, but she was more... Like, really? Like, kind of, like, annoyed, but, like, in a good way. Like, not annoyed, but, like... Look, I got up at 6:20 in the morning to make you a whole scavenger hunt. I have 2 brain cells left. I do not need to do this.
No, it's okay. Thank you for the scavenger hunt, by the way.
Yeah, did you tell them?
I think I had it to get into it later, but we'll get into it. Sneak peek scavenger hunt 2023. She's been doing this face a lot.
I do this whenever I want something from me.
Is that what that is? It doesn't make me want to give you anything. It's just like...
It works every time!
That's what it looks like.
It looks so funny. Goofy, bro.
That is a goofy face.
Goofy.
Wait. You almost rolled over this mic. Actually, you probably partially did. I'm sure that sounded wonderful.
Yes, dirty volume, but...
No, don't... Mute this part. Whatever, bro. So, how was your Father's Day?
I'm not a father. Bye.
How was your Father's Day?
I got to eat chocolate-covered strawberries.
Did you like that?
I got to spend a lot of time with you.
Are you glad?
Yeah. I want to spend time with you, though.
Yeah. I want to spend more time with you, though. Do you feel like I spend enough time with you?
No.
Mm-hmm.
You just spend the whole day with me. No work for you.
You want me to do that?
I mean, you need to work. But why can't the government just pay everybody
for free? They probably will do that eventually.
Is that what stimulus checks are?
Yeah, but I think eventually they're going to get rid of so many jobs that they're going to have to just pay people.
Why? I mean, not why. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Well, there's not going to be a lot of, like, ways to earn money.
And is that eventually going to be in, like, 2 weeks?
No.
Sure.
Well, maybe. I guess I don't know. You never know, but I doubt it. Where are you going to be in 2 weeks?
So I could spend more time with you.
That's sweet. Do you want me to work less?
It's not that I want you to work less, but I want...
just one more time. What would you do if we had a whole day?
And hang up. You know what I'd do? Stuff. Okay.
Well, every summer, the last...
you guys are going to say that quote with me. I'm going to do stuff. Good night.
Good night. You know, every time you come, the last day that you're here, I always, like, take work off and spend the whole day. Did you notice that?
Yes.
I wish I could do that more. It's hard these days.
Like you should.
I will. Don't worry.
Could it be 2 days? Could it be?
Did you notice
that? What is that? Oh, okay. I thought that was on me. It's like this red dot.
Did you notice I've been working less this summer? Or does it not feel like that much less?
I don't know. Doesn't feel like that much less.
I'm gonna get out of this hellhole rat race. I do.
I hope every single country in the world hears your music. And you're the most famous music artist in the world. And then
that's sweet of you
can get money, and then you won't have to work.
That's sweet.
I mean, you still have to work on your songs, but not like work.
Oh yeah, well that's what I want. I would love to just be able to work on creative things.
Work is like disgusting. I don't understand why they created
it. Well, yeah, it is weird. The whole system's weird if you think about it.
Technically, you have to work to live.
You have to work to live. You have to work to have a place to stay. Once you're an adult
and you have to, like, get your own money with your own food, you have to work to get that money, and that money is for food. So you have to work to get food, which food equals life. So you have to work to live.
You do. And not only that, it's like you have to work to have a place to stay.
Yeah, that's kind of, like... not good to me.
Yeah, you have to work just to have a place to stay.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Just to, like...
you have to work to get, like, Gucci.
Because... to get what?
Gucci.
Oh, Gucci. I thought you said something else for a second. I was like, what? What happened? Got the clamps on. So how many Zeus slaps do you give this Father's Day? Out of 11.
This one?
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
But I think so.
I feel like there will be better ones in the future. So I don't want to rate it too high. 8.7.
That's good, though. Pretty high.
We'll fall asleep.
What did you do for Mother's Day this year?
I did a scavenger hunt, too.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How cool.
It seems like both of you guys like that.
Yeah, Mommy liked the scavenger hunt?
Yeah, she said that she liked... Ooh, crick in the neck! Crick in the...
Did I crick in your neck? What happened? What happened? Where'd you go?
Sorry.
The scavenger hunt was fun.
I know, right? My brain cells are just, like, decreasing by 5. I can't think.
Thank you so much for my gifts.
Oh. You're welcome. Oh!
They were so nice.
Would you guys like to see some of the gifts I got?
She made these. She made this.
It's not on the camera.
Oh, is it not?
I tricked you.
It was on there. She made this.
HFD. She made
this. These are a couple of things she made. She knows I like these colors. It's so nice.
I thought it looked like Galaxy 2. Bro! So nice.
So nice. Breaks it. immediately. Yeah. It was so nice.
You have to start out. Oh.
As she's wiggling around. Whoa. She's slithering. Whoa. Whoa. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Whoa. Why did Rick Ross do that? Like, I really try to figure that out. I'm just like, why, Rick Ross? Why? You really want to conjure up images of you wiggling?
Do you guys know that, like, those trends where it's like, would you slap this baby for $1 million? And then, there's this, I commented this one thing, and it was like, Will Smith has joined the chat. Will Smith has left the chat. Child Services has joined the chat.
What?
Because Will Smith slapped the baby.
Why did he slap the baby?
Because he slapped that one guy, remember?
Oh, yeah. Did you see him slap that guy?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I forgot why he slapped him, but...
He made a joke about his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. In a way.
Yeah, I just thought it'd be funny, like, if he slapped the baby next...
They started slapping everyone.
Yeah, and then Child Services has joined the chat.
Child Services has joined the chat. That is funny.
Me and my monkey.
Do you want me to have more babies?
Yes, baby sister, please.
You want a I was surprised. I thought you were going to say no. But you want a baby sister?
It's my last chance. Please.
Well, mommy might have another baby, nope. Right?
So she's done having kids. She can't take it anymore.
Wait, what? When did she say that?
A few weeks ago, she's like, "Oh, girl, I'm done having kids. You better go ask your dad."
Oh, why? Did you ask for a sister?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm tired of this brother.
Stop.
Can you take it back? Return it? No, I'm just
Stop.
Kidding.
There's this video, and it's like, hi, I'd like to make a return. And then the girl's like, this is your birth certificate. And then the girl said, mm-hmm. It's not funny, is it?
It is funny. What are you doing? You're wild. So now it's just funny. Your mom changed her mind because I remember for a long time she said she would never have another kid after you. And then she did. And then she wanted another one, right? But then now she's like...
Yeah, she was like, oh, that would be... I'd like having three kids. And now she said, I will have to ask you. So...
I might have another, you never know. But I can't control if it's going to be a boy or a girl.
Why not?
It's actually probably going to be a boy.
Why?
Just seems more likely.
Then don't have a kid.
You don't want a boy?
No!
Why not?
I'm sorry if my mom is watching this, but she's probably not. But if she is, I don't think I could take another boy. I'm sorry.
What's so bad about the boys?
It's not...
I gotta say, though, I think when they're that young as he is, all babies are kind of like that. It doesn't matter if it's a girl or a boy. Just so you know.
Really?
Yeah. Babies are a lot. They're a lot of work.
Yes.
They're great, they're worth it, but they're a lot of work. They're crying. I remember just having to carry you, like, all day, every day. Like, you know, most babies... You can't really set them down much at all.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's just a lot. And I know I was probably a lot, too. I think most babies are.
Yeah, I think in general. Because, like, he's not even really doing boy things yet. Like, he's so young. He's just doing baby things. Like, babies all do that. They just cry a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like having another kid around?
Lonely.
Lonely?
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because I don't know. They're always hanging out with him. I'm old news.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah.
You're like, I guess I'm not cute anymore.
Yeah.
No, you're still
My
cute.
mom said that I'm grown.
You're grown? You're still only 10.
I guess that's grown to her.
I still think you're a kid.
Me too.
I love spending time with you.
I would.
You're so fun.
Yep. Never get to.
Well, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm being so rude right now. Thank you.
That's not rude to say never gets old. Or were you kidding?
I was kidding. But, like, I just thought it'd be funny. And I realized, like, you're just saying all these nice things to me. I was like, yep, I heard that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You were being silly. I thought you were saying, like us spending time together never gets old.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. No, it's too late now.
You just wanted to. Ready? You want me to see this? He farted.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Don't tell people that. I didn't fart.
How do you know that?
I would think I would know. You can kind of feel it.
Ew.
When you fart?
That's disgusting. Do you see this, guys? Oh my god. It'd
be pretty bad if you didn't feel
you
it.
Should you should honestly subscribe to me.
How do they subscribe? How do they subscribe?
Are you threatening me?
I was asking you how people subscribe.
How people subscribe? Go to Astro Alicorn, AstroAlacorn.
There you have it, folks.
Write that down.
Hey. Alicorn. Oh. No. No.
He hit me.
No. No. No.
You see this? He's literally elbowing me in my face.
No.
Boop, boop,
no.
Child slips as we called.
Beep, beep, boop, beep.
Boop. Boop, 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 boop.
That's what it sounded like when you called child services. Are you calling the child services in Funky Town? Is that what's going on?
Bro. Stop. What? This is your
My Pinocchio's?
My Pinocchio's.
My Pinocchio's?
My Pinocchio's. I hope we don't get copyrighted.
We won't. F Pinocchio.
Excuse me.
I run Look, this.
That's his name. That's his real name, Pinocchio. So it's technically not copyright.
Yeah.
So what is in here?
Wiggle. Whoa. What was I gonna say? How can we make this summer even better?
Oceanside.
Going to Oceanside?
Toshka.
I think you're going to get to do well.
Ah!
You like seeing her?
Ah!
It seems like you do.
Yeah, she's funny.
What does she say that's funny?
No, she has like the same attitude as Grandpa Popcorn.
Yeah, that's funny. I think you're right.
Like, she has, like, the same humor, like, sarcasm. I don't know.
Well, it is his sister. Like,
the whole attitude.
You know that's his sister, right?
Oh, shoot.
Or did you not know? Did you not know that?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Tashka's grandpa's sister?
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she just blew my brain, and now my brain's dried out.
Stop.
Okay, I'm awake. Dried my brain out.
I gotta burp.
Don't burp on here. So, who is, like, your favorite YouTuber?
You.
Really? That's sweet.
You just don't post a lot, so I don't watch you a lot.
Have you seen my videos?
Yeah, mostly music videos.
Oh, did you like them?
Bro. Bruh.
You're in one of them.
Turn it.
That look cool?
No.
Have you seen... I have other videos. Not all of them are really for kids, though. But a good amount of them are.
That hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't... No, I didn't. You're lying. She's lying. Don't get me demonetized.
No, just kidding.
If you get me demonetized, I'll beat you. No, I'm just kidding. Let's get demonetized.
Okay, you guys, before you say anything, all of this is fake and for entertainment purposes only.
Yes.
Or is it? No, just kidding, just kidding. No, that's fake. That's fake. Okay, I'm not hurt.
So who is your least favorite YouTuber? I was wondering, you're like, I hate this person. I hate these videos. I hate what they stand for.
There is this guy that got canceled for hating on a, well, not canceled, but he got, like, demonetized, and he lost a lot of fans for making fun of this one person for having cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know. He's just, like, not a great person.
That,
like,
doesn't seem smart.
Yeah, and then he made fun of, like, he's kind of racist.
Oh, he is? What did he make fun of?
He made fun of this girl, and, you know, she was black, and he said that you have permanent chocolate on your face that can't be washed off.
That's a dumb joke.
Yeah, it's not even a joke.
How do you feel about that?
I feel horrible. I can't believe that people even do that. Like, bro's mind has not been rebooted since 1850. Like, you need to go get that checked out, bro. Like, this is 2023. You need to... Sorry.
How would you feel if someone told you that?
Ooh!
Would you beat him up?
Of course. Like, bro, go get your brain fixed. Like, literally, this...
Go get your brain fixed.
Literally, this is not the 18th century anymore, sadly. Actually, I don't know about
this. Yeah, it's not sadly. After the 18th century.
Also, y'all need to see my
other lame steampunk. Ooh, Grandpa's shoveling coal into the steam engine. Stop. Shut up. No one cares about your steam engines. Get out of here, 18th century.
No, like...
Your gold rush. Ooh, gold rush. I'll flex on you with my gold watch, whack 18th century.
But, like,
oh, wait,
seriously.
That's the 19th century. No, I was thinking of the 1800s.
No, but seriously, like, honestly, I can't believe that people even treat other people like that. Like, it's literally just a skin color. Like, it doesn't make them different from you, except for you're a jerk and they're not.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry if any of you guys are watching this, but think about what you've done.
Yeah, and you...
Like, if you've even bully people for their skin color or for their race, then...
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You milkies.
Stop! Stop! But, like, you need to think about what we've done, because, like, that can, like, really hurt people, and, like... Like, if you did that and think that it's okay, imagine how many other times, like, that they've been bullied by that, and eventually it builds up and it gets worse, and then, like, it gets so bad that, like, horrible things, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like, just saying, like, one little comment, like, it has much, much of a stronger impact than you think. Because, I mean, like, I only, like, do that for jokes and, like, laughs and stuff. Like, I obviously don't mean, like, most of the stuff that I say. Except for, like, if it's a bully, but...
I say we cancel the racists.
Yeah, like, it just like, from life. Sad that people are stuck in the 1800s.
Right. Get out of here with your 1800s nonsense.
Sorry, I'm being so rude right now. But, like, seriously, you need to, like, get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, stop.
What's this?
Like, honestly, like, just because their skin is darker than yours doesn't make them any different from you.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't just, like, bully people because of how they look. Because, like, that's just so, like, are you so lonely and you couldn't think of anything else to do? So you're just like, pretend I'm saying rude stuff.
Why would you say that about me, Milky?
This is all his idea. Like, this is not a script. I did not tell him to say anything.
I was just kidding.
Yeah, but... also, to stop. Like, it's just so immature.
It is.
And I know that's kind of weird coming from a 10-year-old, because... But, seriously, like, bro, get a life. Sorry, but, come on, stop bullying people. Stop bullying. Bro. Stop bullying. Okay?
Yeah, it's enough is enough.
And I know some people are still going to bully, but, like, you have to realize how much that can hurt a person. Like, you have to think about, like, if someone said that to you, like, how would you feel? I know I sound like an average third grade teacher, but seriously, like, that can really hurt somebody because you don't know what they're going through. You don't know, like, how much this has happened and how long it's been going on. That's and eventually, true. They just let people get to them so much that it ends up turning into something horrible. So, instead of being the problem, be the solution. And if you say that quote, just say my name. Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Or Astro Alicorn. I think that's...
Jasmine.
A more unique name than Jasmine. I mean, Jasmine is a... It's like a cool name, okay?
It is.
It's named after three things. A Disney princess. Wait, no, two things. A Disney princess, the coolest girl in the world, and a flower.
Mm-hmm.
But... Yeah, y'all need to stop.
You do need to stop.
Get a new brain, because that one, obviously,
get a new brain.
That one got, like, backed up or something. I don't know. It's a few years back. You need to stop. Alright, that's all I have to say. You could go ahead.
Okay. Do you still want to make a Roblox game?
Yes.
What kind?
Scary game.
A scary game. Okay, I think we can do that. Scary Roblox game. I think we could do that. Yeah, let's make a scary game. Okay, what else do I have for you?
Excuse me.
What's like the worst Roblox game you ever played?
Like the quality of the game, or like what type of worst?
That's what comes to mind when I ask that.
And there's not a lot of super bad. Beep City.
Was that one bad?
It used to be a very good game until all of these people started coming. There's, like, hackers in it, and It's mostly online daters. Like, those people are weird.
Online daters are weird.
Yeah, especially in Roblox. Like, that's
they're a trying to date in that's Roblox.
That's a kid's game, bro. Like, there's like 4-year-olds. Bro, you got
no riz.
There's 4-year-olds playing that. At least go on Tinder or something.
How do you know about Tinder? Oh, mommy was on Tinder, right? You told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're trying to date on Roblox, you got no riz.
Like, bro, that game is literally for, like, 4-year-olds. I mean, well, it's for any age, but, like, mostly kids play it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 10 years old. I play it. Like, bro, that's just disgusting. Because, like, you don't know how old they could be. They could literally be 6. Like, ooh, hi.
Yeah, there's a good chance they are. There's, like, weirdos. Yeah.
So, just be careful. Like, at least, I mean, at least, like, get to know them. At least know their age. Like, I don't know. Like, if they keep, like, avoiding telling you their age, then there's a good chance that they are a toddler.
They're a toddler, or they're just way too old to be playing the game.
Yeah, they're like 4 years old, because they're like, there's some people on there, like there's like 60-year-old people trying to get a date on there. Like,
what?
Yes, like go to Bumble or something. Bro.
How do you know these sites? Bumble and Tinder. Was mommy on Bumble?
Shh, stop.
That's always what it is.
I know a lot of things.
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
Mostly from ads, though. Like, I don't know, there's all these ads. Like, I'm 10 years old, I don't need that. I'll start even thinking about that at, like, 16. Because that's gross.
Would you wear? And
everybody keeps saying, ooh, that's gonna change one day. No, it won't. No, it won't. That's disgusting. I don't need a stinky boy. That doesn't apply to you because
that's you're not a good boy. Oh. Well, that too. I'm a man.
Ew, is that a pimple? Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, guys.
I don't see a pimple.
I keep... It's the dang red light. Also, I think I'm just gonna... I'm waiting for my nap. Okay, eat the mic.
So, no. Would you rather smell your dog's paws or smell your paw's dog's?
Dog's paws, please.
Why not your paw's dog?
I don't want to smell your feet. That's give disgusting. Them a try. Ew! I will call them.
Give them a try.
That's disgusting. Get those away from me.
Smell them dogs.
Hideous. Stop.
They're pretty. Look at how pretty
my feet are. I'm not smelling a grown man's feet, okay?
I'm just kidding. I don't want you to smell my feet.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to smell my feet either. Like, it's their feet. You walk in them.
If you could only play one game forever, what would it be?
Roblox.
Really?
No, I don't know. That's like the game I play most. Roblox. But Roblox, like, it isn't all that great. I feel like I could find better games.
Yeah, I think you can. But
Roblox is still a pretty good game.
Well, you like the variety, right?
Yeah, because, like, I think it's cool. Like, it's just an app. But with so many, like, millions of games that other people have created. Mm. And it's so cool, like, how people can come up with that type of stuff.
Yeah, that is cool.
So that's why I like Roblox. But there's also... What are you looking at me for?
Me?
Look, you're the one who clicked on this podcast, so you might as well listen to it, okay?
Yeah, you might as well.
Like, I don't care how long it is, because I don't listen to podcasts. I like to watch comedians.
You do? Do you really?
I like to watch myself. Oh, God.
Oh, jeez. If you could only play one game forever, what would it be?
I don't know.
What's the, yeah, where would you take to, like, the desert island?
The desert island? Would there be any service?
Mm-mm.
And why would I bring a game?
Alright, okay, there's service.
Jeez, that's hard. I don't know. I would bring a game full of games.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Maybe Roblox, like, I don't know. La 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 la.
Hello.
Uh-oh, we're gonna get copyrighted. Stop.
No, I don't think we will.
Oh. La 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 la.
Okay.
Like all I said. Right.
No, you're fine. You're not hearing any triple. What are you doing? Okay, no, that's going to sound like trash. No
it sounds like you.
No.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Yes, see, that's what I'm talking about. Like, I bully people for entertainment purposes only. It's a spider. No thanks. You can go back to your little lair, sir.
Why do you want to stay in California?
Because it's so much better here. Like, y'all need to move here already if you haven't. Like, what is going on?
What makes it better than Texas?
Bro! It's more people, better weather, nicer people. I mean, there's some people that are really nice there, but...
Yeah.
There's... Everything. Everything! I'm cold. Actually, I am hot, but
I was just curious.
Can't do it without the blanket because then I'll be cold.
I was just curious what you thought, like, why you wanted to stay.
Everything is better.
I'm glad you like it. Well, I hope you get to stay soon.
Me too. So, what is going on with this, like, sheet?
I've been back and forth and back and forth, but hopefully you can stay soon. So... what are you most proud of?
Me.
You are? What's something about you that you're most proud of?
My hair.
Okay, I'll take it.
I don't know. No, my drawing.
Your drawing. Nice.
My jokes.
That's a good pick.
My jokes are... Okay, let me just scratch jokes, because... Can't think of any. Still can't think of one. Look, I'm funny, but of course, like, when I'm literally about to be watched by millions of people, then I can't.
Well, what do you do for fun in Texas?
Nothing. Oh, save me! No, just kidding. Turn on the AC.
That's more fun if you're not burning to death, right? This doesn't sound too fun to burn to death.
No, I like... Jeez, I can't think of anything besides my phone. That's so horrible.
It's okay.
Maybe, like, hanging out with my friends.
Yeah, whatever you find fun. No, I was just curious.
Going to school.
What about here? Like, what do you do for fun?
Not because of the schoolwork. I mean, sometimes the work is cool, but... It's like every once in a blue moon. What?
What about here? Why do you want to...
Everything.
Oh, wow. Well, it's everything versus nothing, I guess. Well, I hope you get to live where you want to live.
Yes, too.
Why this question... It's my last question, but it's super important. Why are you the best daughter ever?
Is that... That's a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first of all, I'm smart, I'm funny, I'm cool, I'm cute, I have good hair, I have a good sense of humor, I am very honest, I'm truthful, that's the same thing, but I'm just gonna add that because I'm so awesome. Oh yeah, I'm awesome, I'm athletic, I am confident, I can draw... I can sing, I can dance, I can I like to eat food. I'm picky. Let me erase that. I like to play games, and I'm fun, and
you're fun. Oh, sorry.
And I, oh yeah, I like to make people laugh, which means funny, but I'm just gonna add that because I'm so awesome, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I like to do arts and crafts, and I am amazing, and I'm so super duper cool, and I like making desserts, and I can do watercolor. And, I have a good sense of fashion, and I work out, I'm a gymnast, and I could do handstands.
Wow.
And I like Subway, and I like pizza, and I like raw onions, and I like eating food, and I like stuffed animals, and I like family, and friends, and dogs. And animals and butterflies. Butterflies are animals, but oh well. They're insects. I like Big Chungus. Remember Big Chungus?
Yeah.
Actually, Big Chungus is two things, but the recent Big Chungus was this roly-poly who's so big.
But anyways,
I could do pottery, sort of. And I go to school, and I get straight A's most of the time.
Good job.
And I am tall, and I have painted red toenails, and my voice is amazing, and I'm amazing, and my hair is brown.
Okay.
And my eyes are brown.
I think they got the point now.
Yeah. The whole point of why I'm the best daughter is because I'm the best. Okay.
You are the best. I love you so much, sweetie.
Love you too.
Is there anything else you want to say?
I just want to say that all the fathers out there who are doing an amazing job, I just want to say that I have much respect for you.
Well, thank you.
And, I can tell you, from a kid's perspective, kids can be a lot sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They can be dramatic. And sometimes they make you want to rip your hair out. But that's nothing to worry about. Because in the end, when they turn cool, you get to hang out with them. And you get to spend time with them, and they mm-hmm. get to take money from you, and they get to steal your credit card. But at that time, when you're mad about it, eventually you get over the for back to get your credit card.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
I'm so grateful that you come on with me. I hope it's fun for you.
Yes, it's very fun. But yeah, I just want to give thanks to all the fathers out there who are very hardworking and who always appreciate and love and support their family.
Aww. You're sweet.
I know, right? Thank you. And yeah, I just want to say that you're doing a great job, even though sometimes it doesn't feel like it, because I know sometimes I feel like I'm not being a good sister, but you are good. You're a good dad. If you are a dad.
Oh, you're sweet. Well, you're the best daughter I could ask for.
You're the best dad I could ask for.
I love you.
I know, right?
I take that back. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, bye.
I was just kidding.
Bye. Better be just kidding. Just. readjusting myself, obviously. Is this a pillow? Why is my pillow moving with my blanket?
Are you getting sleepy? She's sleepy. I'm gonna run through this KZR Sports. Dun, dun, dun. The Dodgers are trash right now. The bullpen is a calf pin. They keep losing games. They'll do all right starting pitching wise, and the bullpen will just blow it. Horrible. They lost on Father's Day. We almost went to that game. I'm kind of glad we didn't. Who wants to see your team lose on a holiday? Nobody wants that. And then this Bradley Beal of the Suns trade. This just got announced. The Nuggets dynasty may be in trouble. It might be in jeopardy because of this. Looks like it. And it's another KD super team. So what does that mean? It seems like he can't win without a super team, right? He didn't really fix that narrative. But I would say, how the hell did the Suns get Bradley Beal for Chris Paul at this stage? That's just crazy. Kind of sucks because the Lakers could have used either one of them. You know, now it's unlikely they're going to get either one. What was the last thing on this? Oh, Jones versus Ngannou needs to happen. And that's it for KZRO Sports. I don't have too much to say. Wasn't a great sports weekend, so usually I don't have as much to talk about if it's not a good sports weekend for me. So that's your little update. It's going to be hilarious to see the Nuggets fans pop out of the woodwork. And I honestly think they might just be a one-and-done team. I know people are saying it's like a dynasty. It could be a dynasty and all this. I'm like, I don't know, man. Everything lined up this year, and they barely won. So I'm not so sure. So, yeah. No skips. Okay, let's get it. And now let us read from the Book of Graph. No skips, so make it easy for the DJs. Just throw my album on a shorter replay. Yeah, I'm blooming personally. Everything you want Zinni to be. I'm blooming perennially. And more 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 and more. I put my head down and write masterpieces. Till they respect the sound Disaster Z is. A splatter. A splatter. Ballistics with sharp pin strokes. I lost count of all the hearts Zen broke. I invoke classics. Y'all blessed by the vibes. Demolishing dumbass diatribes. Expose fake bitches expeditiously. Physically. I wreck them viciously. No DQ, I mean shit, Yaz Queen. I mean slay, Yaz Queen. I'm cooking up dope when you stay lost, fiends. I'm on the rise. They knew what it was already. Shifting gears, don't you try me, bitch. I'm too grimy. I don't want to have to clap them cheeks. Your mind's tiny, don't get fried by me. Every insult that you rap been weak. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see what else we got. All types. But anyway, that'll do it for Book of Graph. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. I hope you enjoyed this show. I'll be back next week. Probably going to be a totally different format than this. But I'm thankful for everybody that supports this and listens to this and makes it all possible. Much love from the bottom of my heart. You are appreciated. Thank you. And I'll be back next week with much more. This has been Life in Zero Gravity on KZRO.